Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. This is a almost weekly show where we present local talent, live music, something that I fear deep in my heart is disappearing. Today, we are fortunate enough to have two veterans of the music business, and I say veterans and number one, you've survived.
For me,
to have gray hair and still be playing music, you deserve a medal.
Thank you.
I know, but let me introduce you. It's two guitars.
Yeah.
We've got
Gus Whelan.
Yeah. And Brian Canigliaro.
And I mean, you played with the Turtles. You played with the Tokens.
Yeah.
For me,
lots of different people.
I am every 10 years I burn out and I have to take a vacation. Have you guys had any burnouts from the music business?
Oh, that's a good... Well,
Any vacations?
Yes.
Oh, vacations.
You know, like Buddy Guy, the famous blues guitarist, drove a bus for seven or 9 years.
Yeah.
Well, vacation from the performing musician and just playing for my own, you know, enjoyment, about 4 years, and then got back into it again, outperforming. In the trenches.
But you are doing what I consider an awesome thing. You own a music school / music store.
Right. I do.
Both of you teach guitar there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you are passing on something to the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
For a while there, I have a daughter who's a teenager, and when I gave her a whole band on my FM radio, and I think in a half an hour, you wouldn't hear a guitar on it.
Right.
Now, I think last summer the guitar became hip for like 5 minutes. I don't know if it still is. Thank God for country music where they still play guitars.
Those guys can play.
But anyway, it's so great that you're passing it on and exposing a whole type of music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to talk about that. When we grew up, either you heard something on a major label or you didn't.
Right.
But nowadays, there's this whole what I call shadow universe. You can go to MySpace. You can hear people's original songs or their cover songs.
Absolutely.
You can sell your CD on CD Baby.
Absolutely.
They're inexpensive to make.
On your own websites, everywhere.
Now, I'm getting ready to flash their CD. Do I need to wait a minute? I can do it.
You're a flasher. I didn't know that.
Slowly. We lifted. Oh, okay. Let me give a shout out to my cameraman Joe.
Yep.
To
Joe.
Keith, who's back there. I'm not sure if he's doing the sound or he's doing the video. I'd like to give a shout out to Jim, who's the producer.
Yeah.
And these guys do a great job. It's true they make a ton of money, but they still work hard. Okay, now I'm going to lower... Yeah, believe that, right? They don't call it the glamour business
that's
for nothing.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Slowly but surely. So that's your CD. Two guitars for now.
Cool.
I want to change the... And the website is twoguitarsnow.com.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I think you should be two guitars and a mouth.
Well, actually, I think that's pretty cool. But it took so much just to put the website together. You know how you go on and you find there's other two guitars and there's, you know, actually I like that better. Two guitars and a mouth is good.
It's
like
pretty catchy.
We are working on Brian, of course, has added the 7-string version. I've just added a 12-string version to our act.
Yeah.
He, of course, plays harmonica. We're adding banjo. We're adding mandolins. So it's going to be two guitars, 7, 6, 12. Harmonica, banjo, mandolin now.
We just like to have a good time, you know, switch it.
Well, I thought we were going to see like a death match between whose mouth it is.
Whose guitar can play louder.
Right.
That could be a whole game show. We could do that. Two guitars and a mouth. And whose mouth is it, ladies and gentlemen? Let them figure it out.
So the name of your music store is?
Putnam Music Center. It's in Mayapack, New York on Route 6.
Everything's on Route 6 there. You know, and it's
right.
Funny but sad because around 5 years ago, there was, or maybe 10 years ago, there was around 10 rock clubs in Mayapack on Route 6.
Yeah. Exactly.
15 years ago in Portchester, the whole town was a rock club.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
we
it's all
played them all.
And they're all gone. All gone.
The Gemini and the days of, you know, Detroit and 21 North and all those places are gone.
Well, getting people to go out is
well, but they have a lot more. You know, nowadays Aerosmith makes more from licensing their songs to Guitar Hero and Rock Band than they do from making their albums. So
that's
it's
right.
A different world.
It is a different world. Yeah.
But it's like when I grew up, I lived on a block with three Jewish temples, and they would have, and the next block had a Catholic church, and all throughout the school year, like every week, there was a dance. And they had high school students, junior high, back then it was junior high.
Right.
Not sure where middle school
came from. That's right.
Probably someone owned a sign company, so if you changed the name, you had to put up a new sign. But the bottom line is I remember I would go to the dances,
absolutely,
and people would play Beatles,
absolutely,
and other people would sit in. Now I tell my daughter, who's in high school, she goes, I don't want a band to play, because bands don't play the songs right, they don't play them as well, and they only play what they want to play, mm-hmm, not what we want to hear. Mm-hmm. And I felt like just taking a gun and going,
well, you know what? When my daughter had her sweet 16, she came to me, which surprised the heck out of me, speaking of what you're talking about, and she said, Dad, could I actually have a band at my sweet 16 party? And I was like, oh, yes. Of course you could. Because I had this student of mine that had a band called Delusions of Grandeur.
Great name. He's,
yeah, and on the bass drum it said Dog. Stuart's up in Berkeley now, right? And I said, yeah, man, we'll get. So I paid the band. She was the only one out of her 13 friends, including herself, that had a live band. We did it at the American Legion up in Carmel, you know. And then she still had all the other stuff going on in between. All the loops that all that stuff happening in between. And then the live band came on, and they did two sets. And the kids' mouths were open. They were like, wow. These guys came in with big stacks and stuff, you know. But they were a really good rock and roll band. And the kids loved it, you know. So I know
it's
what you're saying
back
about your daughter, man.
But you know what?
I'm always preaching, you know.
I'm hoping it's
live music.
We're talking about alternate universes. I took my 14-year-old son, his 18-year-old cousin, and my girlfriend, and we went to Jones Beach.
Right.
And what's great is I've got this thing in my car, a tape that I can put in the cassette player that has a cord that goes into the iPod. So after I bored them with my material, you know, I played them a little, you know, they were Santana, so I played them Tito Puente.
Yeah.
You know, I played them some Brazilian stuff. But the bottom line is on the way back, I said, you know what, guys, play us the stuff you want. And they turned us on to these great bands like Real Big Fish, who are, mm-hmm, a ska band.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, there's some great ska bands out there.
And I said, well, you know, I never hear this on the radio. Like when my daughter,
right,
plays around, I never hear it. And these people sell millions of albums.
Right.
But it was like heavy metal back in the day. You never heard Black Sabbath on the radio, but they still went platinum.
That's right.
So there is a whole alternate universe.
Absolutely. Yep, there is. Word of mouth, subculture.
Right, and they sell a ton of records, but they're off the blip.
Well, yeah. Kids like my sons, they don't listen to the radio anymore to listen to new music. They go on their computer and they find new music. They're searching night and day. And there's a new group every 4 hours that's the best group in the world. And then tomorrow there's another new group that's the new best group in the world.
Here's
and they're all great. Honestly, they're all great groups.
There's a lot of talented people. But you see, I hear the record companies complaining all the time, we can't sell records because kids are stealing them. And then my girlfriend says, well, I really like this song. It's called this. And I went to VH1.com. I looked up the top 10. And they let me play all top 10 videos.
Right. Wow.
And I'm thinking, why are the record companies complaining that we're stealing music when they're giving it away for free?
Right.
All I have to do is go to VH1.com, and the song was by Natasha Bedingfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why would I buy it when anytime I wanted, I would just play it on the computer?
Well, exactly. It's really hard to monitor. It's hard to have checks and balances. That's one of the big things going on now.
But they're giving
BMI and stuff.
But they're giving it away. And,
mm-hmm,
but anyway, that's enough of my rant.
Yeah. And every generation has that thing that they cling to. Our generation loved to open an album and look at the artwork and read everything in it and listen to it and flip it over and really get into it.
And hang the poster.
And that doesn't exist anymore. That's
and right. Look at the liner notes without a magnifying glass.
Like you were talking about the music stores, local music stores and stuff like that. When I was a kid, we had a music store a couple of blocks from us, a record store.
Right.
And there was like, you know, four. Mm-hmm. And you know, and everybody in school knew when the latest records were coming
Absolutely.
Out and stuff. And so you'd always run into your friends down there and you'd look at the albums and stuff. And you'd go, oh, wow, man. You know, the new Marvin Gaye yeah. album. The new, you know, the new Yardbirds album, and then you'd get home, man, and you'd put it on, and you'd open it up, and you'd read it, and you'd look at it, and it was like reading a book, because it was a total concept. You'd take in the whole album, and I'd sit there and listen to the whole, you know, and now it's just quick, it's like immediate gratification, you know.
Well,
but it's all good. I mean, it depends on what you need at the time, I guess, you know.
Well, now they're starting to expand that, like, you get it. Digital download, but if you pay a dollar extra, they'll give you the album artwork, or you go to the
right.
website. But anyway.
I will say that there is a push to bring vinyl back. Vinyl is resurging back into the market.
Well, you know what? I don't need to listen to another scratch record. And I remember...
But that's the beauty.
You got some left?
The pops and the hisses.
No, but the worst thing is, I remember I bought this album, Jefferson Airplane Volunteers, one of my all-time favorite albums.
Absolutely.
But like a week after I bought it, I dropped it, and the first track, which was Good Shepherd, which was my favorite song, mm-hmm. broke off.
Oh,
so I had the whole record except for the, you know, the track. Anyway, guys, I'm talking and I want to hear you play.
What are the chances that just that song is going to break off, right?
Just that.
My karma was bad that day. Two guitars. What are you going to play for us?
Song off the EP.
Yeah, this is on the EP that we did, and it's a song called This Life Will Be the Death of Me that I wrote before I left California.
And then you came to New York.
And I came to New York, well. Return to New York. Just the other day, I thought that I could see. Nothing looks the same. I'm as blind as I can be. You know I never was any good at playing that old game. Somebody up there.
lost in love. Walk it on down. You better take it to the sea. You know this place ain't solid ground. This life will be the death of me.
I loved your solo.
Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you.
You know what? I love your vibrato. For you guitarists out there, that is probably the most important thing you will ever develop as a lead guitar player.
It certainly is important. Absolutely.
And what I loved is you didn't shred. You know, you didn't go...
Because I can't.
But you...
No,
because
you're a melody guy.
Right. But you had a beautiful guitar melody... And the sound was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
It was just right in the pocket.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So,
not to mention it's a wonderful song. Greatly written song by Brian.
Hollywood. So what's next, guys?
Let's see. We're going to switch guitars. I'm going to go to the 7-string. And this is about a strong woman.
A very strong woman.
Very strong woman. You know, like Mother Nature, real strong.
Yeah.
Do you like strong women or do you not like strong women?
Well, I married one.
Are you still married?
Yeah, we've been together years. Barbara's great. Yeah, I like strong women. This, you know, could be Mother Nature, you know, the strongest of all. But
the goddess.
The goddess, yeah. So we're going to try this. Yeah. Is this on? Forgot to step on the button. Her love is merciless. It blows hot and cold through the door. Then comes without warning, and those blankets end up on the floor. Her love is
is merciless, breaking down old fences and gates, and the shutters on the old place rattle at a fury when the hour gets late. Her love is merciless, she introduces the sun when the elements seem all in line. Then she brings on the rain that the clouds no longer confine. Her love is merciless. Produces a love, eating the fruit from the vine, just like the heavens above. Her love is so divine, her love is merciless. Introduces her love, eating the fruit from the vine, just like the heavens above. Her love is so divine, her love is merciless. She blows hot and cold through the dark, then she comes without warning, and those blankets end up on the floor. Her love is merciless. Her love is some kind of merciless. You know she's a strong woman, she don't sideskirt the issues. Her
Brian, beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I just want to mention something I thought of while I was playing. David Kirby contributed some lyrics to that song as well, so I want to give David a shout out on that. Yeah.
Why the 7-string guitar? Don't say it's because it's one more than six.
There was a guy named George Van Epps many years ago who was a master of 7-string guitar. This is before all the low B string. This is a low A string. And this is before all the low B strings, which are basically for power rock chords and stuff like that. And George Van Epps was, they said when he played guitar, it was like listening to a piano player because he had that extra string, so he had all these voicings. George Van Epps died a few years ago. There's some virtuosos out there that took over from where George Van Epps left off, like Bucky Pizzarelli and people like that, for any of you out there that follow jazz and stuff. Bucky's played with everybody. I guess he's 80-something years old right now. And I hadn't seen him in years, and I went over to Division Street in Peekskill to see him. And he said,
you should get yourself a 7-string. And I said, well, I can't afford it right now. And he said, no, come on over to Jersey. He said, I'll set you up over there with somebody who can get a good deal on a 7-string. So at any rate, the long and short of it is I ended up going to Danbury to pick one up because I had always wanted a 7-string, and he said that he would give me a couple of lessons on it, which he did. And this was basically my bathroom tile money from upstairs. I called my wife from Danbury after I found that it's an Eastman and just said, you know that money, that you know that bathroom tile money we saved up for upstairs? Well, I just bought a 7-string guitar with it, so.
Things yeah. musicians do.
So there was that silence on the phone, but then she's been with me long enough to know I'm a little crazy, so she went with it. I'm still learning on it, you know.
Gabor Szabo.
Oh, of course.
I cannot find a record by him. Every interview I read with Carlos Santana, at least in the 70s, 80s, said
yes.
that he was a major influence, and I cannot find an album by him.
You can hear it as playing, too. You know, I might have an old vinyl of Gabor Szabo in my basement. If I run across it, I'll give you a shout.
Well, maybe I'll put my fingernail on it to play it.
Well, you can make a copy of it.
Don't have a turntable anymore? You need to get one.
Anyway, guys, we're running out of time. Want to ask you real quickly, if you could bring back anybody from the dead or anyone alive, who would you guys like to play with now? You've got, just shout out names, their name and their instrument.
Well, there's tons of people I'd love to play with, but John Lennon,
here.
From the Beatles.
Absolutely.
And probably George Barnes, guitar player named George Barnes.
Heard of him. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people, but I won't.
In my case, it's more like the people who just wrote the greatest of greatest songs, and you wish you were around to sit down with them on a couch and
name some names.
Yeah.
Just
well, Jim Webb.
Well, he's still alive though.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's got
it
dead.
Doesn't have to be dead. Literally dead.
Just the great songwriters, you know, favorite song of all time, you know. Somewhere from West Side Story, one of the greatest songs of all time. These are songs that I believe are not written anymore.
Guys, Walk Away Renee.
Walk Away Renee, great song.
That's a sad story about that guy. But anyway,
really? All right.
I want to end on a positive note. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Thanks, Ryan.
Two guitars.
Thank you.
We out of here so you can get
thanks,
to your
Joey.
Gig.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry, Michael Brown, right?
That's right.